IAAF World Relays.
IAAF Radio.
Well, Blankenship should start working now. Collis, I think, really maybe just running for third at the moment. He hasn't got a kick. He is strong, but it's really whether they can actually close the gap. You can see now, though, Blankenship is trying now. He's got to claw it back now over this last lap. Can he do it? The American's got it all before him, and it's about 20 metres or so, but he is closing.
62-2, the last lap for Chariot.
Chariot is dying on his legs, and I'm not surprised. This is going to be America again, is it? He's closing literally by the stride, unless Chariot's got anything left in his legs, and I don't think he has. He's trying to muster something, though.
Trying to respond, Steve, trying to dig in. Blankenship for the United States, for Kenya, Chariot. It looks as though it's going to be between those two now because Collis Birmingham is back. He's going, now the American's struggling.
Blankenship is struggling now. Chariot maybe sensing he's got it again, or has he? They're coming into the home straight. America still in lead. Blankenship pushes on again. He's got it. He really has. Chariot's trying desperately, but those legs just will not respond. Another win for America. Kenya takes second. The great run for Australia in third. Wow, wow.
World Relay Championships in Bahamas 2015. The distance medley, 10-lap events, and new world record holders from the United States of America with a fantastic time of 9:15:50. How'd it go out there, boys?
It's unexplainable, this feeling. It's crazy. I mean, as soon as we crossed the line, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to think. We're just all over the place, so it just feels great to have a world record next to our name.
And Ben, you were pretty patient out there. It was a long way. Those four laps must have taken forever. And you were very patient out there and waited for the right moment. How was that part of the plan, or you just won it?
I think I was just going with it. I've never experienced a race like that, and I think just being out there and just running with my own, I thought potentially I was going to get the baton pretty far ahead, and I thought I'd have to run it by myself, so it worked out kind of the same way. I was out there by myself and just had to, you know, just run with it myself every lap and just keep grinding away.
Those fireworks didn't scare you at the end?
It did a little bit, to be honest, and, you know, I saw the clock and I had a rough idea where the world record was, and I thought, man, we might just get it here. And, you know, good thing I didn't celebrate early.
Cole, you were first leg, and it's always daunting when you've got three teammates and depending on you to get off to a great start. What was your strategy?
For me, the big goal was just stay close. Coach Lanana just wanted me to hand it off as close to the lead as possible. He said, just let our 400 guy do the work, and that's what I wanted to do. It was a pretty tactical leg. We went out really slow. We were jogging for a while, but then it's all about closing, and, you know, the big thing he said is get it through the zone, get the stick through the zone, and we had a great handoff, and it really got the momentum going.
And Brandon, it was a chopped and changed out there a bit. You know, the Kenyans came through, the Australians were in front, and what was your strategy out there?
You know, I just wanted to keep my composure. In some of the earlier interviews, I've never been passed up like that in the first 100 meters of an 800. So seeing that, it was hard for me not to just jump in and just kind of coast it. But it's 800 meters, and you have to run comfortable and you have to run smart. And so I just tried to do my best.
Difficult to be patient in a situation like that when you're an 800 runner?
It is, and you know, yesterday watching our 4x8 team run, we had some guys that went out in 49 and they were like, just be patient. So I just took what our 4x8 team told me and just kept my composure.
Have you got a message for your family and friends at home?
I mean, we did this for you guys back
USA,
home.
Yeah.
USA! USA! USA!
The IAAF Where We Live.
IAAF Radio.